The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Speaking Podcast. We're waiting on Bill Spadia because Bill can't quite figure out how to get online, or it's my daughter's running in. Or my daughter, she's four, but she's a huge fan, Brett.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so Bill's trying to make his way on. We're joined by Jessica Gibson. And Brett, I'm going to mess up your last name. So if you could say it for me, I'd appreciate it.
I got you. Caprioni.
Caprioni.
Yes, sir.
And he is from the Cider House Rules. No, the Vanderpump
it's
Rules.
It's a good movie. Hey, Toby. Toby was awesome in that movie.
You know what? A reality show set in that orphanage might actually do well. Let's pitch it to Bravo. Good night, you kings and queens of Sunset Boulevard. So you are from the Vanderpump Rules. And listen, I don't watch the show. I'm a 43-year-old man. I don't know what. Oh, here's Bill right now.
One day your daughter will force you into it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Or a partner, wife, whatever, anything. Yeah.
So, but my question is, you're new this year, right?
What's up? You can't hear. What's up, Bill? Yeah, I just got on this season. Actually, it was funny. I just had moved out to L.A., and like almost like a week later, I met Lisa. And a week later after that, I was working in the restaurant. And then a week later after that, I was shooting scenes with some of the cast members that I never met. So. Crazy. It's just crazy.
Awesome. Fred, thanks for doing this.
Hey, no worries, man.
We started, Bill. We couldn't figure out why you weren't here, so we just said, let's get started because Jessica has a heart out.
All right. Look, Jessica, listen, you are in charge. We all know that. I'm sure Brett knows that by now.
Yes.
Hey, man, congratulations, first of all. Your mom was so excited when you shouted her out on the show, and yes, I watched.
Yeah, that was finally something I could give back to her for just dealing with my shit for the last 32 years. So it was the least I could do, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, that's the best woman in my life and the best thing in my life. And I just, you know, want to make her happy as much as I can.
Your mom is great. We've been working together for a couple of years, as you know. She's awesome. Yeah. How fun is being on the show?
It's fun, you know. It's fun when you're doing it and you're filming it and you're meeting everything and, you know, have a couple drinks before you shoot your scene. You're just getting, you know, perfectly into that nice little buzz and then you just, you know, want to have a good time. And then once you watch it back and you're like, wow, when was this happening and why do people think I'm like the devil, you know what I mean? So in some things, you know, they just, you know, things get over dramatized and it's a show. You have to just realize that. So I'm coming from a YouTube space that's very much a, you know, you build your own type of thing, kind of like, you know, build a bear, you know what I mean? I'm building my own content. I'm creating it. I'm editing it. I'm recording it. I'm choosing what to throw into it, how I want to, you know, edit myself to, you know, as true to myself and as genuine as I can, because regardless, I think in this age, people have become really good, really, really good at watching things and understanding, you know, mannerisms through other people. And if you don't come off genuine, you don't come off like, you know, relatable to somebody, humorous. Depending on what the content is, you know, it might not succeed in the way that you want. So I think a really big part of everything for me, at least getting to the point of reality TV, was to understand that I'm just being myself in front of the camera. And then with reality TV, as reality, you know, as it gets, it's a very loosely used term, I think. And it's not as much as people want to label it as reality, I really wouldn't label it as that. I would just label it as something that, you know, can relate to real life situations that they want people to, you know, see happening. And a lot of the things that were happening were real, but it's just a different ballpark, you know? And I don't know how to explain it, but if YouTube was baseball, I would say, you know, reality TV was football. You know what I mean? It's just the same type of
competition. How much time do you have to balance between the show and actually waiting tables and serving customers?
It's really not that bad. I get like four shifts a week and, and it's a pleasure to meet the people that come in that watch the show. It's beautiful. I'm all about the personal interaction. You know, that's the
not
way.
Not anymore. Don't do that anymore.
We can't do that anymore. No, it's gonna be a big, big drought for me with that. So, but in the context of everything, it's been really nice to just be a part of the restaurant. And there's a lot of people that work at the restaurant that aren't revolved in the show. There's a lot of people that work in the restaurant that aren't involved in the show that are really great people that I've been able and really, like, you know, happy to build relationships with. So I've really taken that as the big pluses for all of this. And obviously having Lisa in my life has been amazing. She's a great person. And just everything moves so fast. You know what I mean? Like, I just literally moved out to LA, and then 3 weeks later I was in a scene with a couple of the boys. And
how did it happen? Did you guys talk about this when we started? Like, how did you all of a sudden, boom, you're on this huge show?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, honestly. I mean, I was obviously in Jersey, and I was looking for a place out here, subletting, coming out here, staying a month, doing my best to, you know, I can work from really anywhere. So I was trying to find the best place. So I was all over California. I finally did. Moved out here a year from this past April, so a year before. So I would say about 3 weeks into me living here, I ran into Lisa, met her through a friend, and you know, started training her. Hey, you want to work at the restaurant? I started working at the restaurant. She didn't give me anything. She didn't hand me anything out. She didn't coddle me. I literally just kind of just fell into it, and it kind of all just worked out. And you know, two weeks after meeting Lisa, I was in scenes with these guys. So it all came very quick, and I didn't know anybody. You know what I mean? A lot of these scenes, as you guys will see in the beginning of the season, are me meeting them for the first time, which I thought was a challenge for me. But at the end of the day, I kind of thrive in those situations. Like I always say, my mom had the gift of gab. I got it too. So I just literally, like, I could come out of a group of strangers with a couple friends, you know? So I'll always find a way to relate to somebody about something.
What's the opposite of that? I have the opposite of that. I could go to a group of strangers and make an enemy like that.
Well, that could happen too, for sure. I'm not going to tell you that doesn't happen as well, but you know, you drop a Seinfeld line, you drop a line from a movie, and who doesn't like Seinfeld or the movies or food? You know what I mean? If you can't relate to somebody from those three things, then I don't know. I don't want to be friends with that person.
Brett, I have a question for you, because I watched 20 minutes of the show.
Okay.
And just having done like productions before, how often and how much is the producer in your ear going like, hey, could you do that again, but a little angrier? Like, do you have to do takes? Like, and I know we're talking reality with big quotes around it, in the sense that we're trying to get to the essence of what happened, which is, I know you're pissed off here. Can you go back and be a little bit more pissed off? Like, do you get that, or is it all real in the moment?
I wouldn't say, because I think it's somewhere in the middle of what you just kind of depicted. Like, it's very much like they don't literally, you know, put training wheels on your conversations, but they definitely come up to you kind of like a coach would before like a big game or a big play. And they kind of just give you an idea of what they want from you out of this scene based on what has happened.
Right.
So it's directed for sure. And I don't know if that's I haven't figured out yet if that's a help for me or not a help. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if it's a positive or negative for me, at least, because when I was coming into it, I'm not very much of a conversational person. You know, I don't love drama. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy good times, laughing about things, making jokes, being like the class clown. I was always like that growing up. So I tried to kind of like emulate like my funnier, cornier side, which is always out, honestly. And for the episodes in the season. But at the end of the day, like, there were definitely times and, you know, situations where the producers will come up to you before scenes and be like, listen, you know, we heard that this happened. We want to make sure that, you know, obviously in this scene, this is what we're going for. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's, you know, the play. And then that's it. And then sometimes even for my scenes, I remember I'd be dancing around some of the things that they wanted me to talk about, because it didn't feel right talking about it. And not in a way that it was negative, but it was just like, you know, like, I normally wouldn't voice opinions over this like out loud. You know, this is something I'd keep to myself or a trusted individual that is in my life. So things like that were hard for me, but it's my first season. So it was like, I have to get used to just being more open with my thoughts, regardless of whether they're going to be what people want to hear or not.
How I ask every guest this, how's the money? Are they paying you like a waiter? You working for tips, or is there some Hollywood bucks in there?
Oh man. I got paid with, you know, margaritas and, goat cheese balls. No, listen, I didn't do this for the money. I'll be honest with you.
You did it for the random sex with Instagram followers. We know, Brett.
Listen, yeah. No.
Hey, don't ruin it for Jessica. What are you doing?
Dude, that's hilarious. Honestly, the money is, when you first start, I mean, like, listen, it's, you're not, you know, retiring, you know what I mean? But obviously, the fact that I have a job at the restaurant is nice for me. I was looking for a job anyway. I wanted to become, you know, work at some type of bar. I've always been like that in New Jersey. I used to host parties at all those, you know, club bars and stuff like that in New York, New Jersey, in my younger 20s. And I had that experience. I'd never had waiting experience, but when Lisa asked me to do it, I was like, sure, just give me a little bit of a crash course and I'll do my thing. I'm good with people. So, you know, I take a lot of time in my tables. I often get in trouble for that, but you know, I try to treat people the way I would want to be treated at a restaurant. So I've made good money at the restaurant and I'm grateful for that. I've also had good personal training. I have a lot of other avenues, luckily. So this was just an opportunity that, you know, I just wanted to take advantage of. I just feel like it knocked on my door and I just wanted to answer it. You know, I'm under the belief system that, you know, everything in life happens so something else can happen. So there's a lot of things that happened in my life to get me into being in LA and away from family on the East Coast. And, you know, when this opportunity came about, I just followed it, you know, and I'm kind of like, you know, following that path of like, you know, the universe type of thing. So
season of the show, Jessica, have you been a fan of the show the whole time?
I've been watching it. Yeah, I have questions.
Eighth season. Yeah, we're in the eighth season. It's crazy. It's hard. You have to think about it, though, too. As a new person coming into a show that's been around for eight seasons, where they've trickled in maybe one or two characters, three characters.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, especially for, there was a couple. There's five of us who are new that got on. And it's just, you know, what you would think, kind of like I don't want to say hazing, because that could be taken so negatively, but just in that kind of realm of realizing that this isn't your show, you know, this is an established show. So you just got to do your best to kind of just keep up. And whether you're in, you know, riding in the back seat or in the trunk of that big Vanderpump vehicle, whatever it is, you're in the car, you know, you have a seat in the car.
Jessica is our resident historian on pop culture. Jay and I struggle to keep up. So I'm sure
I don't blame you guys.
The character, Jessica, that Jay and I will not be able to even ask.
I thought you wanted us to send the Zoom link to your wife because she wanted to go see and meet Brett.
Hey, Jessica, if Jay puts on the same hat that Brett is wearing and takes off the glasses, I'm feeling like they're going to have a very similar look.
Yeah, a before and after picture.
I see it. Do you have a beanie around, Jay?
Yeah, Jay, got a hat. Hold on. Come on, Jay.
Have you, Brett, have you not had a haircut since the quarantine?
I have not. You can see right now. This is my hair. Before quarantine started, I had a nice regimen going with my hair.
I have an actual beanie.
My barber.
Take the glasses off, Jay. Hold on. Yes. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Glasses off.
There you go. There's a way to.
I look like your less successful older brother. I look like I'm trying to get my union at the docks. Like I'm trying to get in the union at the docks, Brett. How's it going in LA?
You working at the port?
Working at the port. Well, I mean, I'm trying.
Port Newark?
Yeah.
Not there
yet. Looks like he belongs in Hollywood. You do. You look like you're unloading fish or something.
How's mom's spaghetti doing, dude?
Yeah, you it's all it? Over my sweater. did you ever see La Bamba, the Ritchie Valens story?
No.
And so as Ritchie Valens becomes his rock star, and the older brother finds like a cartooning table, so he starts drawing cartoons. And at one point, like the mom is like watching Ritchie Valens on TV, and the older brother comes out with like a Woody Woodpecker, like, "Look, Ma, I did Woody Woodpecker." And it's the saddest, worst part of the movie. And I kind of feel like that right now. Like I'm the Woody Woodpecker drawer in the family. Don't like it.
No.
Thanks, yet. Jay. We're all depressed now.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think I feel every day, Bill?
So what's next? When do you think the show's going to come back? I mean, you've got season 8 already shot, correct?
Yeah. Season 8 shot. We're in our two more episodes, and then the season starts. I would say I don't know. Actually, we had just filmed the final thing for this season, and so they're letting us know, they're keeping us basically on you know, phone tap to let us know when we're going to start filming, just because of coronavirus.
Who are you most excited to see, Lisa? And besides, who will have the best reaction? Like, Brett, I miss you all quarantine.
That's a good question. Dude, I don't know. I would honestly think that, you know, a lot of the people that work at Sir that we work together, like even just some, like a couple of girls on the show that work at Sir. But just us being back at Sir will be great. And just, you know, being able to work together. And, you know, I'm it's crazy. You end up missing these people because you see them so much throughout the week. And like, I know once we're all back there, it's going to be like, dude, how are you? You know, it's going to kind of be like a reunion in a way.
That is the best political answer I've ever heard, Brett. You should run for office, man. That's great. I'm very impressed. They would have named people and people would be pissed off right now.
Oh, of course. I mean, the last thing I want is more drama than I've already experienced on this show. I truly am, you know, I'm trying to enjoy this. It's been a wild ride so far, and there's just, you know, there's just so much that could go with it from both sides of the spectrum. And, you know, it's been an experience for me, but I'm also very grateful for it because, you know, it's been so much fun and it's just part of life and a checkpoint for me that I'm excited to be a part of.
Awesome. Nice. It's like awesome. You're taking all of the good from it and none of the bad, which is disappointing.
Why? You're the antagonist on this show, apparently, so you can do all the negative talking. It's not me. I'm not doing that.
Do they have like an after show? I could get on the after show.
There is an after show. We actually filmed it already. It's on the internet. Jessica knows, you know?
Yeah.
I think she watched it.
Wait, do they have one like after every episode? Like
talking? Jessica,
I want to watch the phone calls between you and your mom and her take on all the girls who want to date you and what your mom says about that.
She's happy. Like, you know, it's more my dad too. He just wants me to like find love like tomorrow. He almost like I could go to the supermarket and buy it off of the, you know, in the aisle 8, you know what I mean?
Find love in certain places.
What'd you say, Jess?
You can buy love in certain places.
Oh, I heard you. Don't worry. I want to know what Jess is saying.
Are you the oldest brother?
No. I have an older brother, Ryan. He's 38. And then I have a little brother, Jared, who's 26. So my mom has my older brother has two kids. So my mom's a grandma. And, you know,
so
I know that.
She's trying to marry you off now.
Yeah. So it's funny. It's just like my dad. My dad knows because I've had a relationship in my life and it was pretty long. And it ended, obviously, and my dad, you know, he always just wanted me to have that, like, happily ever after love type of situation, and I just try to let him know. I'm not looking for it, but I'm also just trying to, like, you know, take this time to focus on myself.
Yeah, you're good. Don't, you're good. Give it another 30 years, and then settle down. Sometimes, the Tony Randall, yeah. Brett. Stay single till you're 70. Pump out a kid, die at 75. That's the Tony Randall move. It's ideal. Every man should follow it.
Who's Tony Randall?
I think last personal trainer moved in with her, didn't she?
What'd you say?
Didn't Lisa's last personal trainer move in with her?
Oh, I don't know. That's never been, I never heard about that. I wouldn't know. And I don't know. I wasn't aware, you know, so that's never been brought up. I've never actually heard that. So I don't think. But I don't know if, you know, I also don't ask, you know, she doesn't bring anything like that up. You know, it's so much fun talking to Lisa. She's literally like, she's a friend. She gives you that motherly advice. She's a confidant, you know, she's just a great person, at least for me right now. And has been a really big part of my life in regards to the Vanderpump Rules stuff. And, you know, I'm grateful to have her. So.
My daughter wants to say hello. Say hi, Penny.
Hi, Penny. What's up, Bill?
Brett, it's awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. I mean, honestly, you've got the energy, the attitude, the class, and the skill to take this as far as it's going to go. So awesome to spend the time with us. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, man. 101.5 is one of my favorite radio stations. My dad listens to it religiously. He loves you. My mom loves you. And it was very humbling for me to get the opportunity. So, you know, I would be on here, you know?
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And tell everybody we say hi. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you back. Sure.
Appreciate that. Yeah, next time I'm in Jersey, do whatever. I mean, even doing this again, I'd love to be a part of the show. Just let me know when, brother.
Awesome. I will.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
No.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks, Jessica. Love you.
See you later.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, guys.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.